Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hour two of the show. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji. Time to go to the guest line again today. And as we've mentioned, tariffs are, they've been the discussion for the last several weeks. And steel and aluminum tariffs around the world have gone up. And the attempt, from what we are told, is to protect the steel and aluminum industry here at home. That has implications right here in St. Louis in the area, because right across the river, Granite City Steel exists. And to talk about what happens next, the founder and managing partner at Schultz Trade Law out of Dallas is Michelle Schultz, and joins us now on KMOX. Michelle, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, again, let's just start with domestically. How are these industries going to be impacted by the tariffs?
Domestically, I think it's going to have kind of a dual impact, because the steel industry has, of course, been advocating, or some of the steel industry has been advocating for bringing everything back to the U.S. But when we put 50% tariffs on steel, we're actually increasing the price of products that are made from steel. So it leaves the manufacturers in a bit of a situation where they have to choose, am I going to import at 50%, or am I going to buy U.S. steel, which is more expensive?
Yeah, and we know that in Trump 1.0, his first time around, he did implement some tariffs that, while increasing jobs in steel production by about 1,000 new jobs were added in steel production, somewhere around 80,000 jobs in the U.S. in manufacturing were lost because of the cost of steel being higher downstream. Is that something that we would expect to see again?
Yes. In fact, many of our clients are preparing for that, because we help clients that are in all sorts of industries, auto, aerospace, and they're trying to build things. And the more you look at it, the more you realize there's steel and aluminum in everything. So when they're trying to source parts, they don't know where to source from. The tariffs have been kept in place, and they're expected to continue until July 31st, when the Court of Appeals will hear this case. So the manufacturers are still stuck with some pretty tough choices about sourcing.
So the steel manufacturers, or the steel workers, have, from what I understand, been on board with the idea of tariffs because they believe it's protecting their industry. There have to be some unintended consequences that come of this. That, yeah, maybe it sounds good because, you know, we're going to, our steel is going to be purchased instead of foreign steel, but there have to be some unintended consequences here, right?
Right. Yes. And our steel is just inherently much more expensive. So the unintended consequences, maybe the steel workers are are happy now because, you know, raw steel would be made here. But the problem is, overall, the cost is going to flow down to each and every one of us. It will flow down through every manufacturer. There's steel in so many things. I've talked to two pharmaceutical companies that had issues with needles. And if you think about, okay, now I'm going to have to pay a whole lot more for needles, at least twice as much. Now we're looking at it's more expensive to get your flu shot. Mm-hmm. So it just flows down to the commercial areas.
That's really interesting. I never even thought of like flu shot steel, like steel in the syringes.
Yeah.
I just didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
And people, diabetics, you know, who have to have insulin. I never even occurred to me that steel is part of that equation. So, but what about for the industry itself? What's the unintended consequence for them? Because maybe it sounds good. Like, yeah, now our industry here is protected, but could it end up hurting these places like Granite City Steel that I was talking about earlier?
It potentially could end up hurting Granite City Steel. It leaves us with a situation where it's probably still more expensive to buy steel here. And so it's sort of a double whammy because the consumers would be choosing, or the manufacturers would be choosing, to buy steel with the 50% tariff over the U.S. steel, because U.S. steel is still going to be more expensive than paying that high tariff. And so I think the steel industry will not come out completely happy from this.
I'm just confused, too, by the tariffs saying we need to make things here in America, so we're going to implement these tariffs so that companies open factories here. Well, first of all, we can't fill the manufacturing jobs that we have right now. We're still looking for workers to fill the manufacturing jobs that we have right now. And I still go back to this poll from a few months ago that said, oh, yes, 80% of Americans want to have more manufacturing jobs in America. But 80% of Americans don't want to work in those jobs. And that's why this doesn't make sense to me. We've got open manufacturing jobs right now. How does creating more jobs, even if we were to increase the price of steel and increase more manufacturing jobs in the U.S., how does that not just drive up prices if we can't find the workers?
It does. It certainly does. And increasing the price of steel and increasing the need for manufacturing workers, you're absolutely right. We don't even have enough manufacturing workers as it is. So now we're looking at really focusing on developing our manufacturing industry at sort of the base level, as opposed to growing things like products made of derivatives, technology, computers, things that the U.S. is actually really strong at right now. Those more sophisticated products, it seems to me, will be much more difficult to make, and we will find that we're stuck with focusing on areas that are less lucrative and where people don't really want to work.
So in those sorts of industries you're talking about, tariffs might actually make sense?
I honestly don't think so.
Like the microchips, I mean, and Biden had the bill to to do that. It was the microchips tariffs that he wanted to implement. Uh-huh. So that doesn't have a benefit for us?
Well, so under Biden, what he did was he created the CHIPS Act and ended up providing funding to companies who wanted to establish their chip manufacturing here. So we have the vast majority of our chips coming from China. They really have the lead on that. And so Biden was bringing chips here, but he was also helping by giving them the funding to do that. It's I think that just putting a tariff on the products is something that the importer of record has to pay, and then it ends up flowing down to the consumer ultimately. So it's sort of stick and carrot. You know, Biden was offering some incentives, and I think now we're talking about disincentives to do certain things.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, speaking of incentives and disincentives, if the president continues to threaten tariffs, pause tariffs, and remove tariffs. He says he's negotiating, but it does create a chaos in the economic world that allows him to then, I don't know, help the businesses, save the businesses that he's threatening with tariffs. Like it feels as if he's able to kind of manipulate what's going on right now with certain businesses and certain companies. Like, hey, well, maybe Apple, if you treat me right, maybe I'll exempt you. Are we worried that there could be some illegal action going on here?
I think so. In fact, that's what the Court of International Trade already thinks, that the tariffs are illegal, because the tariffs that he's imposing under the IEEPA, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, those tariffs are intended for wartime and, you know, imminent emergencies. So even the CIT thinks there's some illegal stuff going on here. But as far as incentives and disincentives, what we're seeing is, yes, some companies will be treated more favorably if they're good to the administration. And it's very interesting to me, because when this administration first began, they paused the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which means the anti-bribery laws got put on hold. So I'm thinking, okay, so now it's okay to bribe, and we're going to favor certain industries. So definitely I see some illegal potential.
Yeah, and just like what you said, going back to IEEPA, and I know it's something that we didn't talk about a lot until this administration, something is either an emergency or not. You can't say it's an emergency and then pause it, or say it's an emergency but then give your buddies an exemption from that tariff. To me, that kind of screams at us that something is wrong.
Right, right. And I see that FCPA change coming full circle, because we're now saying, okay, so the U.S. is going to regulate bribery less strictly. At the same time, the lower tariffs, the favorable treatment, the special duty programs, they're going to go to the companies that have the most influence with the executive branch.
So you and Michelle, we appreciate your time. I've got one more for you before we say goodbye here. Working in trade law, this is now a very different time than it was just a few months ago in you know, how things are happening. And a lot of times, like the uncertainty with the way things are happening and the changing nature of it from day to day, we don't really know what's going on when it comes to tariffs or trade. What do you see from clients that you have? What is now their greatest challenge moving forward?
Probably their greatest challenge is planning for navigating the losses they're going to have from the tariffs, because our clients are, for the most part, U.S. companies We do have some foreign companies, but they would have a location in the U.S. It's that U.S. importer paying the bill. So our clients are really hustling to come up with plans to either pay the lowest duty possible or take advantage of special duty programs. And unfortunately, some companies, not my clients, but some companies are going illegal routes.
Well, that's not good. All right. So,
no, never good. Never good.
Well, we appreciate the information and your thoughts on this. Founder and managing partner at Shell. Hey, look, now you stay above the law, okay?
Everyone stay above the law.
You stay above board. Yeah. All right.
Yes. All right, there are high penalties.
We're keeping an eye on you.
Oh, my gosh.
Michelle Shells, we appreciate it. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you both so much. It's been a pleasure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.